know how different France and America are from one another, if you need a little reality check on that, you need to know that in France, they have celebrity philosophers. Not so much here. In France, they have celebrity philosophers, men known often only by their initials. The French think that we in America, that we work too hard, that we've been swept away by material things, that we're war mad, that there's the little problem with the Big Mac things, with maybe popping a few too many pills. Our next guest then came along and took it upon himself to get to know us and reintroduce Americans to ourselves. Bernard-Henri Lévy is a French philosopher and an activist. He is a self-described anti-American. He's also the author of American Vertigo, Traveling America in the Footsteps of Tocqueville. Bernard-Henri Lévy, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Why did you choose Vertigo as the title? Do you feel that your time in America was disorienting in the way that Vertigo is disorienting?
Not disorienting for me. Disorienting for you. What I felt, this is one of the conclusions of this journey, is that there is a vertigo in the American minds of today. Who are we? Where do we go? What is it allowed for us to hope? These are American questions of today. In which shape is our democracy? Is it still working? Is it at stake? Is it in danger or not? These are American questions. I give my answer. My answer, to be quick, is that, of course, American democracy is in crisis, but that the workings are sane, that the real democratic spirit is intact.
When you are deliberately following in the footsteps of Tocqueville, and by doing that, you are raising parallels between the kinds of crises the Republic faced then and what we face now. And do you feel like in finding that the fundamental bases of America and the fundamental things we ought to worry about are fundamentally sane and we are shored up, we are on a good foundation, does that mean that our crises aren't greater now than they were at the time that de Tocqueville was writing?
I think you have to worry about a hijacking, not about your bases. The bases are good, the values are here, they are just hijacked by an administration which will be here again for 2 years, maybe not more, surely not more. But the basis, the fundamentals, the spirit of the people, the pioneer spirit, this greatness of the America as itself is still there. You know, America is a former colony which liberated itself a few centuries ago. This spirit of freedom of a former colonized who liberates itself is still alive in the minds of most of American men and women of today. That is what I felt maybe sometimes most impressive in this journey.
Why then don't we recognize our own attempts to build our own empire, our own efforts to subject people beyond our borders?
I think you are not an empire. I think so. I think that the concept of empire, all this stuff being a new Rome, being a new Roman Empire and so on, is completely absurd. Empire is our problem, us, Europe. We had empires. We built some colonies. You are not. It's something else. There is an American power, but it must not be described in terms of an empire. You are at the side of the target. If you continue, my opinion is that if we continue using the concept of empire in order to describe the American foreign policy, we miss the target.
But then how do you make a historical analogy that makes meaningful the importance of the fact that we have military bases in such a vast majority of the countries on the globe, that we have set up 14 military bases in Iraq alone and we never plan on leaving? Doesn't the historical analogy of empire make that real to people?
Absolutely not, because there is one detail which you seem to forget, is that you have military bases. As soon as the country where the bases are, Philippines, France, and others, ask you to withdraw, you generally withdraw.
Generally.
Yes.
And course. When we don't, though, how do we understand what it is that we're doing? Americans feel like every new war, every new conflict is something that we've never come across before.
My dear, I was deeply against this war in Iraq. I think it is a tragic mistake. But do you really believe that America has the intention to stay in Iraq? Do you really believe that it is a process of colonization? Please, we do in France know what colonialism is. It's something else. We French anti-Americans, use another concept to say what is obscene, what is bad in, for example, the American war in Iraq.
And we're both opposed to the war in Iraq, and we could probably argue this single point forever. I do believe that we are in Iraq forever, and I believe that we're there for oil. And so I think that makes the empire an appropriate analogy.
Let's take a bet,
yeah.
And let's take another meeting, a rendezvous. We'll have a rendezvous, let's say, in 2 years. You will see that America will not be any longer in Iraq. You will see.
In 2 years.
2008, I'll be here. In front of your micro with okay. you, and we'll see who was right.
All right.
Got it.
All right, let me ask you also, and this is something about the kind of reaction that your book has received here. Rave reviews in places like Entertainment Weekly, a lot of rave reviews from a lot of newspapers, a crushing review in the New York Times against your book from Garrison Keillor, who's a national public radio figure, writing in the New York Times. What do you think about how willing Americans are to hear your perspective on what's going on in our country? How defensive are we?
I think, number one, it is a game. It is the rule of the game. Mm. I address a book to the public of America. It's fair that the public of America answer. Garrison Keillor is a very, not Keillor, Keller. Okay, I thought Keillor.
It's close. None of us can pronounce it either way. Garrison Keillor.
He is an embodiment of this deep America, Minnesota, mm-hmm. Grand Prairie, and so on. It is fair that he answers, no problem. The thing I would like is also to be able to have him face to face, because it is easy to attack like this, you know, from Minnesota, mm-hmm. to send his missile to New York Times. Let's have a face to face confrontation. I like confrontation. I like it.
Have you asked to go on his show? Have you asked to go on his show and be with him face to face?
I'm ready to go. I'm even ready to go to Minnesota to his show. If he invites me, if he wants, dares, or wish, I am ready.
Okay.
In the most candidly way, but to have really arguments face to face.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that.
Let me ask you what you thought of Guantanamo. You visited the American prison system and Guantanamo, which you describe as almost as an extension of the American prison system. Again, following in the footsteps of de Tocqueville, who looked that way as well. What did you think about Guantanamo, and how did you gain access?
I gained access by asking access, because this is a paradox of this country. These sort of places, which are horrible places, shameful, shame of American democracy. On the other hand, they are open. You have just to ask. I asked. After a few months, I had the clearance. I could go and spend a few days, do more or less what I wanted to do, speak with nearly everybody I wanted to speak with. My conclusion is twofold. Number one, that it is unworthy of a great democracy, that it has to be closed. It is a shame. Mm-hmm. And for the image of America abroad, it is absolutely a disaster. Number two, I believe also that Guantanamo did not fall from the sky. It is not just a contingency. It is the mechanical product of another shame, another bad thing of American system, which is its penitentiary system. Mm-hmm. If you put one after the other all the characteristic of all the jails I visited in Nevada, in Rikers Island, state of New York, the old jail like Alcatraz and so on, the carbon copy of the whole, the product of the whole, is Guantanamo. It is a mechanical, logical product of your prison system.
Bernard-Henri Lévy is the author of American Vertigo, Traveling America in the Footsteps of Tocqueville, making quite a splash. We're happy to have you here. Thank you for writing the book.
Thank you very much.